right, we're allowed to start. How good is that? Morning, everyone. Morning, morning, morning. And guess what? Keith is here. Yes! I brought a whistle, Keith. Oh, I could only find the duck whistle, sorry. But it's still a whistle. That's good. So welcome. Welcome to the rest of you as well. Welcome to those online. So the Commonwealth Games has disappeared from our TV screens, but if you want green and gold, look here, Rob has brought one daffodil. Rob is definitely not the Don Burke of our street, but one daffodil. So that's the green and gold. That's the green and gold that we hold on to now that the Commonwealth Games has disappeared. And we've still got Wattle, and we've still got Sowsobs. And talking of daffodils, it's Daffodil Day in about 10 days. Thursday the 25th of August, a special day when funds are raised and awareness is raised for the fight for a cancer cure. We're thinking of friends and family affected right now. August also means the Sala Festival, South Australian Living Artists. There are exhibits in lots of different locations. Visit them and think, I could do something like that. And then talk to somebody about coming to Creative Connection. This is a paid ad. talk to somebody about coming to Creative Connection. On a Thursday morning, turn up around about 10:20, hear the message for the day, and then stay for a cuppa. Our theme for today is recap. I would do it again. That's okay. I'm happy with that. We are recapping. We are looking back over the last few eight weeks and to remind ourselves of the message and to reconsider the message. And we're also looking at patience and the ability to have faith. Sorry, another weak joke, I know. Light of the world, here I am to worship. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Let's sing. Here we go, let's sing.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Home of a life spent with you.
And we sing it.
Here I am to worship, here I am.
We're gonna never know how much it
altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to be.
Okay, sitting down, and I'll let you sit to start this next song, Comfort, Comfort All My People, but then we're going to stand halfway through. Okay? Comfort, comfort all my people with the comfort of my word. Speak it tender to my people. All your sins are taken away.
Comfort, comfort all my people with the comfort of
comfort,
comfort all my people with the comfort of my word. Speak it tender to my people. All your sins are taken away. Though your eyes see only darkness,
come and sit down there front with David.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're well and online. Yeah, it's been a wet and wintry old few days, hasn't it? But very nice to be warm. Great to see you all here today, and I hope you're having a good time so far. Look, got some notices. Where do I start? Let's see. So we have our big September extravaganza here at the church, which is the market. There's going to be a white elephant stall. Now, let me start with some no's. No clothes, that means you can't bring clothes. Doesn't mean you don't come without any clothes. Stay with me, people. And I hope you are wearing something at home. No electrical items or no large or heavy items unless you're willing to take those said large and heavy items away with you if they don't sell. Books are appreciated. If you wouldn't buy it, don't bring it, says Marge. Goods can be brought to the church from next Sunday, the 26th. All right. Birthdays. Anybody having a birthday this week or next? Adrian, I think, is coming up to be 60. Judy, you having a birthday soon? Well, okay, nice. And that's good. All right, so those having birthdays, fantastic. Today, if you'd like to have an early celebration for birthdays, you can indulge with a sausage sizzle. So,
the ultimate birthday experience.
So, again, we'll have a few tables set up so you can sit around and we can just enjoy having a chat, just sort of a pre-lunch experience. The oil will help all the food flow through later for lunch, you know. Keith, great to see you. And those others who are wandering around, which haven't seen for a while, good to see you. Hope you're well. Sad news I have today is, for those of you who know Margaret Nichols, she's died, and there's a funeral this coming Friday here at the Vines at 11 o'clock, and Colin Dredge will officiate. So you're welcome to come along to that, celebrate her life. And David Mack, a quick little plug for prayers and other things.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
As I mentioned last week, there's a notice in this week's Grapevine in the insert about the possible Vines Intercessory Prayer Group. So have a look at that if you're interested in joining that, either physically, if it happens here in the building, which hopefully it will, or at the same time in your home. Please come and see me and let me know so I can jot that down. I also mentioned last week there will be a quiet day. The date's been set for that, but I don't have any information yet. That'll be available next week on the 24th of September, a Saturday here at the Vines from 9:30 to 3:30. Thank you.
Okay, you can unpause your, if you're at home, you can unpause your TV now. Hey, look, kids, if you want to come down the front. Now, today was going to be a Sunday school day, and half our teachers are sick, and so everybody's still online, so good to see you. Now, we're doing a recap, as you know. Let me do a fast little, I know, why do I have a panda? We're about to find out. So, remember, a couple of weeks ago, we did the potato, remember? And we remembered that we're all like potatoes. Would you like a bite? No, we're all like potatoes. Wow, I thought he might be keen. And sometimes we look at each other and say, well, we're only acceptable if we're the same. But what we realized was that when God loves us, we get put in the pot and mashed potato together. And what was interesting about this pot was at one stage wanting to be a football. Now, just imagine if the football... anyway, so we're recapping stuff. And then last week, we were talking about teddy bears. Now, this is a bigger panda bear. This is my wife's, Ellie's, bear. She doesn't know I've got it here. So, for our kids' talk today, so last week when Sam was unwell with a flu and a few things at home, weren't you, mate? You weren't feeling so good. You guys did some things around teddy bears. Now, can you come and tell me what you were doing with teddy bears? Because your mum let me know, and she said it was very interesting. Here's a picture of your teddy, isn't it? Come up here, you big bashful boy. Come on. So, Teddy, so what did you decide when you were talking about teddy bear love? What did you talk about? So what did you... When you were talking about teddy bear and you were doing a teddy bear...
Love tackle.
A love tackle. Have you ever heard of a love tackle? Has anybody heard of a love tackle? No, well, we were really interested about this. I think the next slide might have a picture of... So somewhere in the bottom of this, tell me what's going on here, Sam.
They're all love tackling him.
So on the bottom of this thing is the teddy bear, because all the other toys are love tackling him. That's very nice. So can we love tackle each other? What do you think?
We can.
Do you think Grandpa and Grandma would like to be love tackled?
Maybe.
Very gently and slowly. So what are the recapping with the ideas is trying to play around with these themes. And I really had never thought of love tackling. And so the idea that we love each other, the big, big love hug. So big hug. Thank you very much. All right, so the kids... part of our time together is we're going to do a special song that I think you're going to help us out with, aren't you, Chloe? Okay, let's go. So that's enough. I hope you kids online are doing some really good, gentle love tackling. All right. Thanks. Over to you, Rob.
No worries.
Okay, we've got Chloe to help us sing Put On Love Every Day. Earlier on, we had Chloe's music stand and the words there, but she said she turned her words face down to show Rob how clever she was, that she doesn't need the words like I do. So she's going to help us out. She doesn't even need the words. She knows them all. I've tested her many times this morning. Oh, and afterwards, while you're having your sausage, check out her Chloe creations. There are Chloe creations in her hair that she has made. Fantastic. What a girl. Ready to put on love? With your sneakers? With your old blue jeans? Yep. Let's go. Can you stand?
Put on love every day. Never hide your love away.
Can we stand?
Don't say no for a special day. But put on love every day. Put on love every day.
Verse one.
Put on love with your sneakers. Put on love with your old blue jeans.
Yes,
put on love every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on love every day.
And the chorus goes,
put on love every day. Never hide your love away.
We stand.
Don't say no for a special day. But put on love every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on love.
Stand,
every
Alex.
Day.
Verse two.
Put on love with your jumper. Put on love when you comb your hair. Put on love when you brush your teeth. Put on love every day, yeah, yeah, yes. Put on love every day.
And we go with the chorus.
Put on love every day. Never hide your love away. Don't save love for a special day. Put on love in the morning. Put on love in your class and school. Put on love
when you play at home.
Put on love every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on love every day.
Last chance we sing it.
Put on love every day. Never hide your love away.
Here we go.
Don't say love for a special day. Put on love every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put on love every day.
Thank you. Well done. Very good. Excellent. Have you noticed when Chloe stamps her feet with those sneakers on? Go, show us. Look at those sneakers. Are they not the best sneakers ever? And they don't even have them in dad sizes. How annoying. Dear me. We've got a prayer now from Ross.
When I sat down, ooh, that's better. It's horrible in the shops when people speak to you and the mask on, isn't it? Can't understand what they're saying. Come to prayer this morning, and when I sat down to think about a prayer like this, it was a bit overwhelming, I think. Where do you start? This world is, every time we read in the paper and we get overseas news, things are not good. So we'll cover some subjects this morning. I'll pause a little bit after each one so that you might like to add your thoughts to it as well. And we'll finish up, I think, with a prayer that is very, very good to this point. It's the great prayer of peace by Francis Assisi. I think that's very, very topical in our time. So let's come to the Lord in prayer. Eternal, everlasting God, we believe that our worship draws us to you and towards our neighbours on the earth. We pray for the whole creation. May we all learn before it is too late to respect the uniqueness, the fragility and the beauty of our earth and all its creatures. We pray for every nation and race. May our actions and lifestyle bear out our belief that all people everywhere are our sisters and brothers, whether their country, their city, their tribe, whatever their education or their culture, whatever their circumstance, religion or colour. We pray for peace in our torn and troubled world. Our thoughts immediately turn to Ukraine and Russia, the war there, China and Taiwan, and I guess the list could go on and on. Many trouble spots in our world. We pray that weapons may be discarded instead of people, guns silenced instead of the voices of the poor, and that in a world half expecting nuclear holocaust, we might learn that love is not a luxury. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ. May it be true and joyful, wholesome and active, always rediscovering that you called it into being for service and salvation of others. We pray for the witness of our church in the community. As we grow in faith, love, and hope, help us to understand that no planning for the future, however necessary, no program, no matter how carefully conceived, can relieve us from the necessity of going forward into a future that cannot be planned. A future of risk, of danger, of hope in all your incalculable grace. We pray for ourselves. No one of us has ever found or given enough tenderness or love in his or her life. Enough truth, enough freedom, beauty, goodness, and joy. We are always travelling towards a new tomorrow. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray for others. We pray for ourselves. We pray because you have put within us an unquenchable hope. We pray because we live for the ultimate. We pray because Jesus is our Lord and your kingdom is our guide. And from Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love. For it is in giving we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying we are born again to eternal life. Amen.
And some more wisdom now from Jackie. Or from the Bible too, but it's the way that Jackie says it.
Gee, he's a hard act to follow, isn't he? Today's reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely, therefore, since we have now been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord.
See, Jackie, I told you you'd be able to do it. It's a team. We're a team. We're going to sing a song, and you are too. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What difference? What is the difference that a light can make, or even the sun? Like, if we hadn't had the sun back on Tuesday, I wouldn't have been able to get that daffodil out here. Well, there's two. It's a single stalk, but two flowers. I'm not trying to show off or anything, but look at that. It just came up. He made it happen, not me. And a light unto my path. That's what we can do. When there's light, we've got it. Let's go. Here we go, singing. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. One more time without the chorus. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, the light unto my path is coming down in the form of the offering, and that's me reminding David that he has to say the prayer.
Lord, as we stand here and we sing and we laugh and we celebrate and we open our lives to you again, we offer to you not only the joy of our life, the struggles of our life, but our time, our talents, and our tithe. We give all these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I have set myself a rather big challenge today. We've got 8 weeks of material to get through before we have a sausage sizzle. And so that's a big challenge. Let me say a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for life. And as we pause and continue to open our minds and our lives to your word, we ask that you would stir us, continue to stir us for growth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I'm not sure if you've been keeping track, but did you realize over the last 2 months, you have done 3 hours of personal development, P PD training, we call it. So I should really write you a certificate so that, and sign it, so that it just goes to show that your ongoing contribution to your development. Because basically, unless we stop and reflect, how do we know, how do we connect, how do we integrate what is going on in our life? And lots of people don't. Many of our people who are not here today or whatever, never take the moment to stop and have someone speak into their life or open their lives to have God speak into them. Now, our theme has been really the Holy Spirit, the impact of the Holy Spirit, really recognizing this invisible force that has an impact in our life, which we know is God. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, the same thing. It's just different ways in which we experience it. And what I really liked about the reading we heard was about God's love being poured into our lives. Not drizzled, not trickled, not every now and then, but God's love poured. It's a beautiful image, isn't it? It's a bit like sometimes this week we've been poured upon by the rain, haven't we? If you didn't bring your umbrella, man, we get saturated. So first slide is really picking up this whole thing of God's love being poured into our life. And when we first started on this series, Ian got up and shared some of his reflections, didn't he? He gave us his top seven. And for most of the month, we actually ran with other people's top seven, or top five, or top seven plus one, depending on how well your maths worked. Let me just give a quick thing. Now, part of what Ian was really wrestling with was a couple of questions. Why was I put on earth? What is God's plan for me? What's my purpose in life? Jesus. And so Ian had top seven. These are the top seven. I'll just read them through. You are not your own. Share your feelings. List the things you're thankful for to remind you. Mum said, you are living every day. Don't waste it. Good on your mum. Do something for yourself every day. Help others every day. Feels good and builds relationships. You can't change the past. Focus on what is important. Focus on thankfulness and joy for what went well. Now, in our conversation with Ian, he actually ended up answering his own questions. He ended up saying that God is good, God is faithful, and the power of prayer knows no ends. So that's really what launched us into this whole reflection, because this is where hope comes from. Hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured his love into our hearts through the means of the Holy Spirit. So that's really the Holy Spirit's role, is to continue to fill us with love, with openness, sharing. So we really tackled, next slide, we tackled some really difficult terms. Our reading today had justification and reconciliation. I have enough trouble spelling them, let alone defining them sometimes. And they're big, important words. And we talked about justification, and Ian also provided us with a technical term which we tried to unpack with no success. It was just jargon. And justification is a legal term. It talked about our condition, but there was no relationship with it. So when we talk about reconciliation, that was different, because reconciliation is where two meet together. And where we ended up in our Romans reading was that in the end it talked about God and humanity being reconciled, connected. And we reflected on our Indigenous brothers and sisters and the reconciliation and the apology made by Rudd. And we talked, I guess, about our own lives, didn't we? And some of the ways in which we connect, because reconciliation is, it's like building a bridge. We both have to build it to connect. It doesn't come from one way. We have to both build to connect. And that's part of the beautiful image. And then we used the prayer from Gillies. Love must die as love must do. Love on a cross, the world in view. Love embraces pain and sin. Love transforms, lets eternal in. Love's transcendent as love must be. Love beams out through eternity. Love came down to die on a tree. Love so suffers to set us free. Love arose, as love must do. Love rose Christ. Love raises you too. Love so silent, so deep, so strong. Love will rise to reach each wrong. Some beautiful words. We then thought about, well, okay, how do we apply this stuff? And we recognised on the next slide that often we get bogged down, don't we? Tyranny of the should. Churches are great for making great big lists of things to do. And in Jesus' time, Jesus was always getting angry about people getting caught up with the law. Because in those days, they had 613 laws they had to follow with church and life and everything. You know, I remember that. It reminds me of the joke, you know. What's the good thing about the Ten Commandments? There's only 10 of them. Yes. Anyway, I'll just keep to my script, so I thank you very much. But look, yeah, and the tyranny of the should is, we think that it's just a problem other people have, but we get caught up with the shoulds, don't we? How many times do we find ourselves saying, I should have said that, I should have done this, I should be doing, I should laugh more strongly when David says a joke. Thank you. But it's like, what is, shoulds are just about guilt and shame, and it's like this great big burden. I love this image. And sometimes that's what it feels like. But Christ came so that we might be free. And the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is to bring that about. How does Jesus save us from the tyranny of the shoulds? Are you aware of what your shoulds look like? That's part of the invitation, wasn't it? Should smud. Next time you hear yourself say should, next time you hear somebody else say should smud. Because it's really like guilt is following. So then we really explored this a bit more with the next slide, forgiveness. And we heard Jackie share some of her story. And we know, and I used a quote that said, nothing is quite like forgiveness for inner transformation, which is why all spiritual teachers insist upon it, both in the giving and the receiving. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Such a hard-fought thing, isn't it? And I know whenever we talk about forgiveness, we all got buttons that get pushed. And we heard Jackie come up and share about her story and how she knew she was having some troubles with forgiveness when who she was she no longer recognized. That her whole life was being twisted by this grief and loss. And miraculously, through an encounter with God in church, this changed for her in a way that she was able to let go and finally breathe without the burden just dominating. And then we picked up and looked at this family here. I just one before. Slide number four. Week four. Where this family, we listened to their story when a drunk driver had killed three of their children and a niece a couple of years ago. And we heard the words from the mother and the father. And the father particularly said, it's been more than 2 years and I must choose to forgive myself and the driver every day, to not retreat into hatred. I choose to forgive myself for telling the kids to go for a walk. I choose to forgive the offender in obedience to my Father in heaven, because when you forgive the other person, you start to heal. So it's some powerful, big stuff, isn't it? Some really horrendously difficult things, and yet it's really at the heart of our faith. We then spoke about darkness and light. We talked about how once you were not a people, but now you're God's people. Once you had no mercy, but now you've received mercy. And I picked up the idea of the SBS program by Ray Martin, where the two people who were estranged sat together opposite, looking at each other for 5 minutes without saying a single word. There was two mates who'd been separated after an argument for 10 years. A father walked out on his son 35 years earlier, and the two of them sat looking at each other. And the facial, great for TV, you know, the camera zooms in and the faces and the scrunch and the tears and the quiver of the lip, and they look at one person and look at the other and see if the, you know, the look is being matched. And then after that, they have the choice whether they talk. And we talked about how, like, oh, what a difficult connecting thing that is. But that you could see that bridge almost tenuously being built back together. And when we thought about it, I invited you to think, you know, next slide. When you look into God's eyes, what do you see? If you could imagine yourself sitting across from God and not saying anything, what would you see in God's eyes? What would God see in your eyes? Lots of stuff. Reconciliation, life, love, hope, being a child of God. And week six, was really talked about the truth will set you free. So the next slide, Trevor shared with us how he was going for a walk. Oh, he gave the story of a person going for a walk and encountering someone on a coastal scene. And as they talked, this person listened. And so in the listening and the talking, one person found a sense of freedom and new life to actually know that they were cared for, know that they were loved even though they felt abandoned. And Trevor talked about availability and how sometimes we fail to recognize a simple little gesture like a smile at a shop, a thank you for the coffee, can I open the door? I don't know, whatever. Just simple things that make a difference. That can change our lives, change other people's lives. And Trevor invited us to think about the next time we go down to the shops to actually recognize that we are serving others, even though they might be serving us with a coffee. Our smile, our care makes a difference. The next week, we talked about our shadow work, didn't we? As we thought about the light of Christ living in us, and light casts a shadow. So what is the shadow that we see or others see from us? They're really a beautiful image. And I didn't realize at the time there'd been quite a lot written about shadow work, where you have the opportunity to address those things within you to actually be free, to set yourself free so that you can actually, I guess, be unburdened. Again, that big image of the rock. Growing in identity with Christ. Because what we really remembered was that it's Christ living in us. It's no longer us living, but Christ living in us who shows his Christ shadow. And Dave's dodgy drawing tried to do a bit of a cross. What would the cross look? And the kids listed a whole pile of things. Peace, joy, love. That's really impressive. And Adrian gave us a rendition of the fruits of the Spirit. Can you do it again? Thank you. All right. Chicken. But again, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. Yes. No, you don't want. So again, it's like this connection we have that flows out of us. And our next slide. We picked up some of this teddy bear love, this love tackle, this the idea that we have the clothes. We are clothed in new clothes. God gives us new clothes. Why do we put on ill-fitting clothes? Like our old behaviors or attitudes. Christ has given us new clothes to put on. Let's wear them. So again, it's picking up this, how do we live, share, how do we see ourselves? And how do we bear with each other? Bear with each other and forgive one another. And if there's any grievance among you, so again, it's this love tackle, this idea that where we're really trying to care and connect in a way that others in our world do not. You've always got one, Heather. You are full of suggestion. So, everyone, rich and poor, black and white, male and female, Jew and Gentile, needs Christ's love. And we picked up those words Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, all are now one through Christ. So we really picked that up as a way of connecting. So, all right, that's my 8 weeks. Our next slide really is just going to have a quick little question. So, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit for 8 weeks. And the question is, well, what do we do with that? And like all things, it's very hard to let someone in if you've got your foot against the door and you're pushing against it. Well, Holy Spirit, we invite in. There are some exceptions to rule. Paul or Saul walking down the road on his horse or whatever he was walking on, getting struck by Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit coming in, well, he didn't have much choice on that. But for most of us, we open our lives to the Spirit. There's a open and ongoing transformation that happens, but we get a choice. And that's what I like about what we do here on a Sunday, is that you're opening your life. You have to make an effort to get out of bed, don't you? On a Sunday morning, to come along, put some clothes on, eat some stuff. It takes effort. It's a choice. But in that choice is an openness. Open to the Holy Spirit. The last one I've got, this last slide, again, is like we have a choice about how open we are. Person on the left really does not seem to be wanting to be having an experience of the Holy Spirit. Where the person on the right, full to overflowing. God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So, which image best reflects your journey? Now, we've got 5 minutes left. And I'm going to get my faithful helper, Taxi, run around with a microphone. If you want to give a reflection about what you are connecting with or what you've taken away from this series or whatever. So 5 minutes. I haven't got a watch on there, but I can see one up the back, so trust me. So does anybody want to just share anything? Maybe no. Heather, I know we can guarantee. If we get stuck, we can go to Heather.
Something that's come to me over the last 8 weeks or so, but it's not actually been associated with your sermons, but it has. One of my friends posted online that we are living in what a younger person aspired to be, so don't disappoint them, was one thing. And then the second one was when you were doing your should. And I came up with the question to you that I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. And it's something that quite a few of us know, so we think, I can't do that, so they don't do it. They don't even try and do it. And that's something with this, like, if you want to aspire to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you go by the theory, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, you never will. So you always need to be trying to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Thanks, Adrian. I think David was there in the front.
You've got a microphone, anyway.
Yeah.
That reminds me of what I'm frequently reminded of is the presence of God's Spirit in our lives always. It needs to be, for me, an ongoing reminder because I get caught up in other things or get distracted or whatever, but it doesn't negate at all God's presence.
Yes. Okay, last save rounds, people. If it's your last chance, don't say I never give you an opportunity to share. Look, thank you. Again, and online, look, if you've bursting and wanting to tell me something, send me a text. We haven't got interactive text, so let me just check my phone. Nope. Okay. So nothing from online. So, all right. I hope this last couple of months has been a good point of thinking and stirring. And I thank all of you who have, for being here and a part of the body, as Rob has reminded us today. Let me share a prayer with you before I hand back to the music team. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. We ask that we would continue to take the risk and be willingly opening our lives to your love so that you may change us, transform us, and make us more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I would actually find it easier if this microphone was hitched to my nose, because I've got a bigger nose than I've got a bigger ear than my ears, but I can cope with it. Christy and Sal used to always, when we were having strawberries at the strawberry fair, they'd come up and they'd hold a strawberry next to my nose and say, "Can you pick the strawberry? Is it Dad's nose or is it the real strawberry?"
I'm mad that sermon's
No, the heading of this last, the title of this next song is what sparks us. It says, "Jesus, please watch over us." That says it all. As we step from the edge of morning, let's go. Come on.
Jesus, please watch over us. Jesus, please take care of us.
And
in your life is the Father's welcome. In your death there is freedom. Be our life and our death forever. Be our
everybody.
Jesus, please watch over us. Jesus, please take care of us.
And we go,
Jesus, please watch over us. Jesus, please take care.
Interesting to know, I did get a couple of text messages.
You asked for it.
Trevor Haley says, "The Spirit is always active. We need to catch it in the moment." And Angela said, "God puts the right people in our lives at the right time and place." So, go in peace, knowing that God goes with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, please watch over us. Jesus, please take care.